1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
An Odyssey station.
Let's go!
21, can you do something for me?
21.
Can you hit a little rich flex for me?
21.
Then 21, can you do something for me?
21.
Drop some bars to my ex for me. Then 21,
21.
Can you do something for me? Can you talk to the ops
right.
next for me?
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Taking you up till 2 o'clock here today. Get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
Before the end of this hour and the show, we will give away some Heat and Clippers tickets. All right? Be listening for Eric Spoelstra talking about the answers to the test. You hear that? You call up 305-567-0560. Caller number... let's go with four. Caller four tonight. Today. Will get themselves the pair of tickets to Heat and Clippers.
Why four? Because Oladipo's practicing again?
Sure.
All right.
That is why. Who is this guy on the French national team, Stunt Steve, doing the waddle?
Ooh.
Who is Antoine Griezmann? Who is that?
See that guy? Do you know that guy?
Do we know him? Is he good?
Antoine Griezmann.
Griezmann.
And yes, he's one of the better French players.
Oh, all right. Mm. Well, he hit a goal, Leroy, in the World Cup.
I know, I saw it.
Hit the waddle.
Yeah.
Sweeping the world. Not just sweeping the nation. Sweeping the world.
You want to know what the amazing thing about it is? The goal didn't even count.
Well, you know what? The dance always counts in our hearts.
Why'd you do that, Leroy?
Do what?
I was totally fine with it, like knowing that it was a World Cup goal before you just had to tell me it didn't count. Dude.
Yeah.
It didn't, because if you go look at the score, it didn't reflect that play.
Bam was right.
You were lashing
Bam
out,
was dude. Right. Hold on.
Bam was right, man.
You are in no position.
What?
With what you have said today.
What have I said?
To
true.
Be saying Bam was right about nothing.
Okay. What have I done? I'm excited for
what
Heat Celtics.
Not done.
I'm excited for Heat Celtics. I want a big game from Tyler Hero.
You touched all the minus ones in one hot take.
That's which true. Was, you know, what? Which I took on the chin, but I found very unfair. Mm. Very unfair.
Really? I don't know.
He had two bad games, and you've already told him, put up or shut up.
I don't even think he had two bad games. I even think he had a triple-double the last game. I don't want, though, I want buckets tonight.
So wait. So you getting on Tyler in his last game, he had a triple-double.
First career.
And you're still on him.
Well, that's 11 points, you know. What are you, Draymond?
He had a triple-double, so he was affecting the game in other ways.
He did affect the game in other ways. Tonight, I need him to affect it with buckets.
Really?
Yep. I need a steady diet of buckets.
You know, I bet you if Tyler wanted to, he could score 40.
Can you if you're throwing up bricks?
It doesn't mean you're going to win, though.
It would help.
I mean, not if nobody else is shooting it.
Look, they've won without him hitting a lot of shots. They are on a win streak with him back, which is great.
Right. Then why are you complaining?
Because it's go time, baby.
So it's not.
We're not taking on the Hawks.
Win. It's not that you win, but it's who helps you win and who.
It's not any
why.
Of those things. It's they're not taking on the Hawks and Wizards tonight. They're taking on a team that's 17-4, and you need and they have the best offense in the league, and I need one of your best scorers to go score.
Let the game play out.
All right. Well, that's what a great radio show.
I mean, but it's not a great radio show.
Back.
You blessed.
Hey,
you're
back,
blessed
everybody.
In the guy.
It's Tobin
for
and
no
Leroy.
Reason.
What do you think's gonna happen tonight, Leroy? Let's see it play out. All right.
Solid, man.
Good talk.
Leroy knows things.
That was directed at you.
What do you mean?
Who seems to all of a sudden call Tyler a bum.
I didn't call him a bum. See,
what did you call him?
What you're doing right now is slander, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I think this is slander.
This Tyler Hero's a fraud. Never going to do it.
Hmm.
He's never going to do it. Mm-hmm. If you don't show up tonight, we need to trade for somebody else. We need to get Tyler Hero the hell out of there and trade for Bradley Beal. Tyler Hero's no good. Trade his ass for Bradley Beal. Tyler Hero's no good. trade his ass for Donovan Mitchell. Boy wonder. Instagram basketball player, not a real basketball player. Tyler Hero is never going to be nothing but a ball hog. He's never going to be nothing but a guy who looks good on the gram but doesn't look good on the court. I really don't like the liberties you took with that segment.
You took liberties, dude. My question is this. What do you, like, how can you say anything about any of us when you got that out there?
I don't have that out there. He put on a half segment. He took out all my qualifiers. It loses all of its context. It was a wide discussion about what I wanted from Boy Wonder tonight. In the in-between of those statements, I was saying, don't let people say this.
That's not what the tape says, dude.
Aren't you people?
You mess with the tape as you pleased.
Aren't you people?
You took a souffle and you made it into like hors d'oeuvres.
Your people admit it.
I'm not people.
Are you or are you not a human being? These people, dude.
And I, you know, I'm not saying Tyler Hero is any of those things. I'm saying a big game tonight. Shut people up. That's what tonight is.
How about another triple-double?
All right, but it's got to be a triple-double with, like, 20 points.
So now we're...
I need buckets tonight, dude. This team has firepower, Boston.
So wait. So Stun Steve went... Oh, he's...
What do you want him to do?
Stun Steve's behind Marco's commenting on the chat. Like... We see you, Steven!
Don't have a mic, man. It's his way of contributing.
Oh, man.
You are ridiculous.
What?
Because, like, so you're complaining about two games, and one of the games he had triple-double.
I'm not complaining.
You are!
He was laying a brick house. It's time to start, you know, putting up some points.
Even though they won the last two games.
That's great. But I think
so you're complaining about how they won.
I'm not complaining about how they won. I actually was very impressed with what he did in that triple-double. I think that
can
he
I
is...
ask you a question?
No, let me finish because you asked me already. You asked me a question. So you can't ask me a question and then in the midst interrupt my answer by asking me another question.
It's true. That's double jeopardy.
That's not what...
The point is, no, I'm not complaining about the way they lost. They're taking on a different animal tonight. Boston is cruising right now, dude. Would you acknowledge that?
Yeah.
They're killing it.
Best team in the league.
Would you say that if Tyler Hero went out and had a 4-for-18 tonight, that their chances of beating Boston, best offense in the league, are great?
Unless he has a triple-double, and then that means he impacted the game in a number of different ways.
Well, he's had one career triple-double, Leroy.
And you blasted that.
I didn't blast it.
Because all you did.
I did
you
not blast it.
You took the triple-double and took the part of the triple-double.
That's not true
that
at
you,
all. That's not
really?
True at all.
What did he shoot? Wait.
He was 3-for-13.
What did you say?
He was 3-for-13.
And what was he the game before that?
4-for-18.
And one of those games he had a triple-double.
That's right.
Okay. So are you not picking and choosing what portions of the
I would like
the stat him. Line
no,
you want?
No.
You are.
Tonight, I would like buckets. Efficient buckets. Light it up, dude. It's Christmas season.
I think you're being unreasonable, but that's okay.
I'm not unreasonable.
It's been two games.
Anything, I'm on his side.
But basically, it's been one game.
I'm here supporting him. I'm on
and
his side.
And they won both games.
I know. But I need...
And you're still complaining. What are you complaining about? They won both games.
I want to win
Do
tonight.
Do you think Tyler... Wait, let me ask you
they
a question.
They need him tonight.
Do you think Tyler Hero is the type of player that can understand what's needed and then fill in the blanks?
I don't think he was trying to miss those shots. Like, I'd hear you out if he took, like, seven shots. He was shooting the ball a lot. He just missed a lot. You're out here saying he's, like, unselfish by default. No, he wasn't. He just missed. Which is fine.
Isn't that basketball, though?
Oh, my God. No. Yes, sometimes you miss, but tonight I need him not to miss. You've had three games.
You don't think you think that's being reasonable?
Three games. The
your last
off.
Comment is being reasonable.
The rust
I
is off.
I need Tyler Hero not to miss.
The rust is off tonight, dude.
Then I mean, why you don't say it about dunks? Because you
the
just,
damage like, is done.
Oh, you is rats it? Off a ship on dunks?
It's just done, dude. Ugh.
Like, he's still a career 40%+ shooter well, from
good
three.
Good for him. Yeah. I'm glad, you know, let's just live in the past.
Not this year. He's 30% this year.
Rats off a ship.
Just you're unbelievable.
How am I unbelievable?
You are unbelievable.
What am I doing?
You're unbelievable.
I'm just excited for a little Heat basketball
you
tonight,
are.
Baby.
Nope. You're unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
Two games.
Tobin's a fraud.
Yes. Two games. You blast the guy. In one of the games, he had a triple-double.
I'm not
so basically,
blasting him.
You're blasting him over one game.
You have taken.
One bad shooting game.
You know what you are, dude.
You don't think he's going to turn around?
You're a propagandist. You have taken what I've said and spun it in another direction. I have not said Tyler Hero sucks. I have not said Tyler Hero is a bum. I have not said Tyler Hero is the worst. I have not said Tyler Hero's not worth the money. I've not said Tyler Hero is never going to live up to that contract. I have not said all those things. What I have said is, because you have everything you want, the starts, the money, the prestige, now guess what else comes with it? A little thing I like to call responsibility. And tonight, when you take on the best team in the league, I would like you to have your best game of the season. An 11-11-10 is a nice triple-double. It's cute. Tonight I need the snarl. I need boy wonder. I need cold-blooded killer.
You don't think he goes into every game wanting to be that?
Well, tonight's the night, dude. Guess what? You know what they say? Guess what they say? You know what they say? Because it's Christmas season. You know what they say, Marcos?
What do they say?
There's no time like the present.
Wow. Because it's Christmas.
Right. And so if you want to put something under my tree tonight, Tyler Hero, how about some buckets against the Celtics?
The funniest thing about all this is all of your comments, Marcos in the background going,
Yeah, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to cut on commercial break.
Back after this.
Wow.
Very exciting during the break.
Was
shout out to Jay Hilds. The trailer for Cocaine Bear has been released.
Oh.
And I gotta tell you.
You saw it?
I am sold.
Wow, man.
I am in on Cocaine Bear, dude.
Yeah, I'd say.
I mean, he swallows that brick whole.
Wow. Ray Liotta's last movie, huh?
I would think, unless he put a bunch in the bank that we don't know about. But this bear gets ferocious after doing the blow.
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
Looks like it's ready to go coach the Dolphins' offensive line.
Yeah, he is.
And then apparently, here's the thing. Some other people get some cocaine on them, and that just makes the bear want them more.
What?
Yep.
Wow, I like this.
Yep.
So the bear just doesn't die in the woods at 180 pounds. He's actually 300 pounds of vicious?
I mean, I'm sure eventually the bear does die.
Well, he was 300 pounds, and then he became a crackhead, and now he was one. Then he was 180.
Well, they said in the real story, right? They said that they just found the bear dead.
Yeah.
No, this one, it's kind of like the bear's hunting everybody in that woods because they're all looking for the blow.
Told you, that's what I figured as much. They sent somebody into the woods
it's a detective, and then they, like you said, the criminals have to go get it, and then there's just some people who are in the woods like perusing because they are in the woods. And guess what?
I know who one person isn't in the woods.
Hmm?
Leroy. I don't do woods.
Hey,
no black people, huh?
Some blow. I'm so
no
excited.
Black people.
Dude, I'm so excited for this movie. Can we go together?
Wait. No black people, right?
You never know, man.
No black people perusing in the woods.
There are black people perusing. Actually, the first person out there perusing in the woods is the black detective.
Yeah, well, he's got
okay. Is his job.
Well, and there's the drug dealer count as well, because it's also his job. He's trying to go get inventory. But you are right. The people out there touring in the woods, all white.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Intangibles.
All Tobin and his family. All intangibles.
Intangibles. I can't wait until Andrew Von Ginkel has his own Everglades tour. You know? It's going to be quite the business for a Super Bowl champ. You know what I'm talking about? Him and old Zach Sealer. Yep.
Got to tell you, I've been fishing in the Everglades.
What do we think of Cocaine Bear for another nickname for Zach Sealer?
I mean, I don't know if any player wants to go by
the Cocaine Bear. Yeah, cocaine. Right. If there was a player who deserved the moniker of Cocaine Bear the most,
Lawrence Taylor.
Wow. Wow.
What?
That was good.
Man. What are we doing?
The Cocaine Bear, dude. I'm in on this movie. I don't think I've...
It's only at in theaters?
I think it is. I think it is only in theaters.
All right. So, Field Trip?
Field Trip, dude. Field Trip.
When does it come out? Do we know?
No, it didn't say.
Got to schedule that.
Let's see, when does Cocaine Bear come out? February 24th.
All right.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I like that.
Woo-wee! So it's going to come out almost 2 years after one of the stars dies?
Yeah. I mean, wow. Film is forever.
Fast and Furious did it.
True.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, he was in one of them.
No, the one he was in, he died right after the filming was done.
Oh, so he was in the whole movie?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, they had to finish.
Oh, with his brother, right? Didn't his brother step in for that? Am I making things up?
You know who else has a twin that used to help with movies? What? Is the Terminator, Linda Hamilton. She's a twin.
Who the hell? I'm going to look up Linda Hamilton because the last time I doubted someone that you brought up, Leroy, I think you told me he won a Super Bowl.
It's not officially his last project. Apparently, he had several.
Mm.
But it would come just shy of the anniversary of his death, which was May of this year.
Yeah. Also, I thought it was strange that his death place was Dominican Republic and, I believe, Cocaine Bear, possibly in DR.
You know the Marlins?
Did you Google fact check me?
Linda Hamilton? Yeah, she's
a twin.
She's an important person as well. I thought you were naming a random person. She's quite important. I remember seeing her face.
But she has a twin.
She does have a twin.
Yeah.
Her spouse is James Cameron at one point, though? Wow.
Wow.
Hmm.
Hmm.
JFig is demanding we send the trailer. She's currently with Scoob.
I don't know. I wouldn't give Scooby any ideas, if I had to be honest. It's going to rise up.
Cocaine little dog?
Sometimes Scooby does act like he's done a lot of blow.
I'm high as
You better hope JFig don't go into run into a cocaine parrot. A cocaine cockatoo.
JFig's a murderer.
We'll wrap things up on the other side. Welcome back, Tobin Leroy. Get a weather update. From the Demesne and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up 866-954-MORE.
Over to the windowplex I go. Right. Oh, no. Mostly cloudy. Light winds. Probably 82, 83 degrees. Looks like you might get some rain this evening, folks. Because it's mostly cloudy right now. And when the clouds aren't moving, they're just sitting wherever they are developing rain.
All right. So. There you go.
Yeah. JFig. Glad you're back.
She's back.
I'm back, and I saw the trailer.
You excited for Cocaine Bear?
I want to watch it.
Me too. I'm in.
It has a comedy twist to it, so.
It seems like.
Like we were saying before, yeah.
I mean, come on. Listen, like, this clown made a parody off of it in 2 seconds. You think the professionals couldn't put a twist on it?
You declaring that I'm not a professional? How dare you?
And plus, what Ray Liotta, his last serious movie was what? Goodfellas?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You were saying
does always feel like he plays
this was his last movie, but it wasn't. His last movie was Dangerous Waters.
Does always feel like Ray Liotta's going like a caricature of himself.
Yeah.
That's basically the way it's
been. I mean, the one movie after Goodfellas, he was in Hannibal, and they were eating his brains.
Guy just texted, he says, imagine Scooby on coke, his little ass would be bouncing off the wall like a pinball.
People already think he is on, so imagine that.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, he's a little crazy.
Big greens. Is he? No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
That's not crazy. I got a 90-pound dog that will never stop running.
Scooby ever. Don't stop running either.
I gotta be honest with you, it kind of sounded like Mike McDaniel when he wanted them to clock it. It kind of sounded like he just did some blow.
Really?
What?
You gonna put that on Mike?
I'm not putting it on him. I'm just saying that's what it sounded like.
Clock. Nice.
You hear the whistle. Beep. Nice.
Oh, man. He is the best. I love him.
I got to tell you, that is the most frustrating thing for a coach, that when you have players on the field and everybody knows what's going on. Like when, for example, like the end of the basketball game, when the coach tells you, as soon as you catch it, call a timeout. And then they dribble and call a timeout. And now you got to take it out from the back court instead of all the way up. Oh.
I can't wait. Tonight, Heat,
you can't wait,
Celtics.
But see, you make me not even want to watch the game, though.
I don't understand. Why?
Because you put, why are you putting all this smoke on Tyler?
I'm
He's
not
fine.
Putting smoke. I'm saying.
Yes, you are.
I just want him to have a good game.
A good game doesn't necessarily always mean making shots.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
You've already determined that the only way you can have a good game is if he scores a bunch of points.
I just think they're going to need him to score points if they're going to beat this team tonight.
Okay.
And then what if he does? Are you going to say Tobes, you were right?
No, I'm going to say that's Tyler. He's like,
your take can't be that's Tyler. I mean, like, your take has to be Tobes, you were on it.
No, Tyler's a good basketball player. So I'm going to lean towards he's going to play well most of the time. That's why he got that big fat-ass contract.
Me too. But if he doesn't,
then it'll be, what, two games?
It would be disappointing. But the Heat tweeted out pretty recently, been putting the work in, every rep counts. It's a picture of Tyler Hero. They're listening. They see it. They know what old Tobes is thinking.
Goosies.
We're on the same wavelength, dude. We all see a big game from Boy Wonder tonight.
You are. Yeah, because he's a good player.
But tonight is going to be a special one.
You are.
Feel it in my bones.
Worse.
What do you mean?
You're very unreasonable.
Today is a day John Calipari watches Sans Pants. He's going to see Bam and Tyler do their thing.
Yeah?
Yep.
Think the Heat are going to win?
I do think they're going to win. I do think they're going to win.
Okay. It's the Heat, not the Tylers, right?
It is the Heat, but I think they need Tyler. I mean, you act like he's some scrub. Like he never shows
up. I'm not. I'm actually
disappointed in you. I mean,
I'm not getting down on Tyler for a couple
I'm not
of-
either.
Yes, you are.
I think you are actually.
You just traded him 7 times.
I didn't trade him anywhere. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't trade him.
Stop trading everyone.
If anybody is showing, because here's what you're doing. You're like, you know what you're doing? You're hedging.
I'm not hedging. Like, hedging at all.
You're hedging.
I'm looking at Tyler. I know Tyler's a good player, and he's going to play well.
You're doing pie gal poker. You just want to stay at the table, have a good time, and get some free drinks. Me, I want a little rush.
No, you're in the bar behind us paying $20 a drink.
You're right. You want to know why? Because I put my money where my mouth is. That's why.
No.
And Tyler Hero's coming through tonight. I feel it.
That's just stupid. I'm not disputing that.
Okay, so you agree with
me? No. Because
I'm glad we're on the same
wavelength. That's not what you've been saying.
That is what I've been saying.
You've been saying he needs to come through because he's a bum.
That's not what I said. I said.
Did you not put him on notice?
I think we should play it back just to remind him, refresh his memory.
Run it back. Run the tape.
He was a fraud.
This is fake tape.
He's never going to do it. If you don't show up tonight,
yeah.
Oh, we need to trade for somebody else. We need to get Tyler Hero the hell out of there and trade him for Bradley Beal. Tyler Hero's no good. Trade his ass for Bradley Beal. Tyler Hero's no good. Trade his ass for Donovan Mitchell. Boy wonder. Instagram basketball player. Not a real basketball player. Tyler Hero is never going to be nothing but a ball hog. He's never going to be nothing but a guy who looks good on the gram but doesn't look good on the court. You're not part of the Heat until Tobes trades you.
I hate you so much, Marcos. I didn't say any of that with that context.
Tape speaks for itself.
It doesn't speak for itself. I speak for myself.
Wait.
They were words that came out of my mouth, but also other words were there.
That's it. You know what I would say to you?
You who said those words.
You know what I would say to you as a friend and as a coworker?
What?
Be more careful. Be more careful.
Gotta be more responsible.
You put stuff up there. Up for discussion.
He's not on notice. But if he stinks up the joint tonight and the Heat lose, I wouldn't listen to tomorrow's show.
Same thing.
It's the same exact thing. You basically use different words to say the same thing. Tyler Hero's on notice.
He's not on notice. Really? But if they lose and he stinks up the joint,
so don't lose.
Don't lose. That's basically the ultimatum.
No, that's
look,
don't
what
lose
are you doing?
Sure.
You're finding seven different ways to say
you're
Tyler, you're
on
notice.
I'm not saying don't lose. Because if they win and he stinks, I'll live with it. But if they lose,
that's
what
they've been doing, and you still blasted him.
I didn't blast him. I just say I think tonight they need him. It's the Celtics. They're rolling right now, baby.
Oh, my goodness. That's it. -1 for Hedgery.
You're the one hedging, not me.
-1.
You're hedging.
You're hedging.
Leroy the Hedgehog. Smeetham. Thank you, Smeetham. Appreciate it.
Leroy, it looks like you have a hot dog in your hand.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a cigar or do you have
it's
like
a winning cigar? I had on my ugly shirt and a cigar for all the Buckeyes.
That shirt actually made me want to put glasses on.
Nice. What? The ugly
too
shirt?
It was very
guess
bright.
What?
Yikes.
Guess who gave me that ugly shirt?
Tobin.
Kirk Herbstreit.
Nope.
Chris Fowler.
Beast.
Oh, Beast. That makes sense.
Wow. Yeah.
That makes sense. Guy says, when do you guys start making Super Bowl plans? I'm already thinking about it, baby.
I got them already. We're not afraid to talk Super Bowl.
No,
here.
We're not. Tua said
where
so.
Where is the Super Bowl?
Glendale.
Dude, how about this?
Not good for
– You know what they're talking about in Ohio?
No.
If USC loses to Utah, then it'll be two Big Ten teams in the playoffs. And then we may have a rematch for the national championship. And you best believe they ain't going to allow that to happen again. I'm like, nobody wants to get their ass kicked. It just kind of happens.
That's right. And also... I mean, you guys kind of rolled over. Like, you know, now the stakes are higher. You think you're going to come with more impact? I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
Cigar ASMR. If I light it, though, it'll be disgusting. I can't light
cigars
it.
Cigars are disgusting,
can't
by the way. I had
can't
my
deal
first
with
one
the
recently.
Smoke.
Oh, wow.
It's overrated.
Big news
it
just
is.
Coming through.
What?
Big news.
No.
I told you, dude. I told you that ooh. We were going to get this guy to bend.
What?
What happened?
Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, we did that?
He has apologized to Messi. He said he got carried away. And you want to know something, Canelo?
Yeah.
You made the right move, dude. I'm glad you
we were coming.
We were coming for you, dude.
We had him.
We were coming for you, okay? So I'm glad cooler heads prevailed. We can enjoy his next fight. You know what? We can enjoy his next fight. I am so glad to hear this from Canelo Alvarez.
If you can find it.
He says, these past few days, I got carried away with my passion and my love for my country. I made comments that were out of place. I want to apologize to Messi, the people of Argentina, and especially the Inter Miami fans.
Also, I don't think he was wiping. Wait.
You see, and here's the problem. And he wonders why.
-1.
Yeah.
For lying.
Why do you think people would not believe that you said those things that Marcos played? You just did it again, basically.
It's true. You're not trustworthy, dude.
Yeah.
We got him to back down. I mean, we did a
You're
service
not
for
honest
Messi.
Tobes.
You're Hold not on. Honest Tobes.
There's nobody in Argentina. All right. Argentinian Tobes did not go out on the line for Messi the way I did. I threatened violence against one of the best pound-for-pound champions on the planet.
That's true. And you know what? Who knows if Messi's even coming here? It was just the idea.
I thought he was. Apparently, everybody, I heard Dono. He's like, it's kind of fugazi. Oh, soccer reporting. Bunch of drip Skylarks.
Tell you what, though. I think he did a jersey swap. I don't think he was wiping the ground with the jersey. I just think he had it. He put it down, and Canelo just misunderstood. Or Canelo heard us.
No, I think Canelo heard us, dude. Warning shot.
All right.
Warning shot.
I'll take it. Remember that time we scared Canelo?
Yep.
That's what I'm going to say.
We got him to back down, dude.
Punk. Too much.
I'll tell you one thing.
Too much.
Canelo better not play any Tom Petty.
Why?
Because he did back down.
Wow.
He did back down, dude.
Jesus.
You don't even know the song.
Okay.
That's not the song?
Baby, Canelo's gonna no get knocked out. Hey, sugar. No, I won't back down.
I don't think he uses the term sugar.
I don't think he said that.
I don't know. How does it go? Something like that.
I don't know. You look like Burt Sugar right now with that cigar.
Harry Kinney Canelo.
Canelo's no Floyd Patterson.
I don't know. Right now, to me, Leroy looks like he really wants pictures of Spider-Man.
He wants to eat it.
No.
He really, really wants pictures of Spider-Man right now.
All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Don't lose, Tyler.
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
Wow. There we go. Wow.
Oh, no. Loretta Lynn died.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
No.
Hope you mother have a good day.